Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our second scripture reading comes from the epistle to the Galatians 4:4-7. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that they might receive adoptions as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. The time had come. Time had filled, like a glass, a bucket, the strands of finest heavenly sand, tumbling through the eons, the epochs, from the first moment until this one, moment filling the hourglass of forever. Piled high now, a miniature mountain, now cascaded until finally it had met its fill. And time under the strain just wasn't made to take any more. While all the creation, who long suffered longing, had lasted long enough, the time had fully come. It was the moment. There had never been a moment quite like this moment, and never would again. It was the fullness of time. It is always the last drop that causes the cup to overflow. This was that drop. And God, knowing best, having seen it all unfold at once, chose that moment in great wisdom as the last speck fell. He would soon let loose, release, send forth like he had done before, time and time again, when God made it all, saying then, let there be. So now it was time for the letting there be. Like creation before, but this was the ultimate. The last draw, the final puzzle piece. It all made sense. It was all crystal clear. God had looked on long enough and said, we need a fuller way, a perfect expression of our deepest love. God said, we have to let them know how dear they are, how precious, and that all of them are all in all. And that darkness that surrounded them almost from the beginning had, when the time had come, settled into pitch blackness. We have to let them know it's not theirs to fear. We got to cut through it with the only thing that destroys darkness, the heavenly lights. So God said the time had come. We should go. We should translate the divine code into the human strain. Take on the new life. Take on pain. This is the greatest mystery. This is the perplexing gift. God sent Son. That same loving word of God that separated the day from night was sent to us to be us, to bring us into glorious, glorious day. All this happened in the fullness of time. The light of heaven glowing from the weary world, God was made like you and me, born with a mother's loving gaze, born to cold and stars and rain, God born. So then was made to play by the same rules, same restraints, have the hindrances, highs, and the lagging lows, no sorrow, no pain, no the feeling of fire's warming glow. In the fullness of time, God was flesh, and God dwelt. God stood shoulder to shoulder, sharing all that we have felt. But this was done in the fullness of time, so that we who were locked, separated by the infinite broken line, we the ones held back, restrained, could reconnect, could make that paradoxical leap over the unknown abyss and return to eternal bliss. We who never knew freedom, born bound, we once were just lost ones, but the divine one we were found. But the more than that, as if that weren't enough, we are grafted like a sapling into the divine family tree. And now we are siblings more than free. We're a part of the heavenly family, adopted. So we can call God parent because we have the same brother. God knows. God now answers to our divine father or mother But much more, God is now Papa or Mama, and we are part of the divine drama. We get everything as if we had never been not a part. We are the children not of the world and its ways. The time has come for us to embrace this truth, this news, that hate has been replaced, that love abounds and astounds, that we are steps closer to whole than we've ever been before, that the time had come when Christ came, and coming, having crossed the uncrossable line, to give us his heart and his mind in the fullness of time. Amen.